Coming up on Roundabout, child endangerment is on the menu again. Find out what one driver in Romania nearly did to four little tykes. Bring your passport because we're going to the fakest little town in Sweden, and our contestants play another savage game of Lie of the Beholder. Hang on tight. Roundabout is sponsored by Advance Auto Parts. Visit our website, roundaboutshow.com, to get up to $30 off your next purchase, and by everyone's favorite online store, Amazon.com.
Son of a bitch.
I'm Stephen J. Ewing from Autoblog.
She works hard, but I can't do that. I'm Michelle Naranjo with AutoByTel.
I'm your host, Craig Cole.
And fixing all these technical issues, I'm producer Ben Sanders. And this
is Roundabout.
Welcome to Roundabout episode 129, our weekly chat covering car culture, vehicle reviews, and some of the auto news you may have missed.
Gosh, it's a beautiful day out here in Michigan. Friday. It's a shame to be trapped indoors doing a podcast, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you rather be somewhere more fun, Stephen?
Always.
Like, not here?
Is it beautiful there?
It is beautiful, Michelle.
Yeah.
Not as beautiful as you or your eyes, mind you, but it is very nice outside. Let's be clear.
Or her ears.
Yes.
My ears.
Yes. So we are
our
back.
Sunshine.
Michelle, this is frozen custard weather here in Michigan.
Believe me. Ritter's frozen custard.
Mm-hmm. Ben, you're talking dirty now.
He might get a glacier.
With cookie dough.
Tell
Can
me
we go
about
to that
your
place with the little
foods.
Carousel horses?
Exactly.
The dairy go round.
I love the dairy go round.
You know, girls and their horses.
Girls in elementary school and their horses. Anyway, we're back, folks. Roundabout 129. We've got Stephen J. Ewing in the studio again.
I'm here.
It's been quite a spell, Stephen.
It's not been long enough.
Well,
he's been
revived
from the dead.
Well, is this like part of your probation?
No.
It's community service, right?
No, this is just my volunteering for the week.
Okay. Well, we're glad to have you. Mm-hmm. We really are happy you made it. And of course, we've got your counterpart out in California.
My wife.
Exactly. Your counterpart.
Your better half.
Parts of a whole.
Just say wife.
Your wife.
Thank you.
Michelle, Joey.
What?
Naranjo in the Long Beach.
That's me.
And you're on the show. You are live on Roundabout right now, unless your audience is listening to the recorded version, then it's been recorded. Anyway, how have you been, girl?
Oh,
how
there's that little podcast thing, right?
Yes. How you feeling, girl?
I'm feeling good.
You got your Mountain Dew Sierra Mist, whatever it is.
It's 7-0. Sierra Mist. Okay. I know it's off. See, Sierra Mist really is an off-brand, but it is, right?
Like, it is.
It kind of is. Like, it depends on what's on sale. It's if it's Diet Sprite, Diet 7-Up, or Sierra Mist. Diet Sierra Mist.
So would you still pick a Sprite over the Sierra Mist? Or maybe a Squirt?
You know, no, Squirt's too, like, they don't make a Diet Squirt, first of all.
Oh.
But they make Ruby Red Squirt.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Don't get me started.
Speaking of getting started, I think we've got a little news to get through. Should we get rolling on this, Steven?
Let's do it.
Do you want to do something?
There's
else
been news then? This week?
We've
there's,
got news.
There's been some news.
A little bit. Happenings.
Surprisingly.
Scramples.
So anyway, child endangerment, my favorite topic. Last week we introduced you to the worst, or maybe the coolest parents ever. If you remember, the Hoosier couple in question came up with the great idea of strapping their kids to the hood of their car. Now, to be fair, they were parked outside of a liquor store, so it's likely they had no idea what they were doing. This week, we jump halfway around the world to the land of Cătălin, our roundabout southeastern European correspondent. That's right, I'm talking about Romania. According to another Jalopnik article, one motorist in the country thought it was a good idea to take four kids for a ride in the open trunk of their car. The little scramplers seemed to be having a grand old time cruising along with the wind in their hair. It was all giggles, even as a tractor trailer nearly plowed into them.
Oh.
Yeah. Is somebody got it, I'm assuming, on their phone, shot the video? Just these four little kids in the trunk of this, like, I don't know, Mercedes or something? Looks like an old
Probably a Mercedes.
Oh my God, that truck does come close.
Yes. And
oh my gosh.
Wow.
That sounds like a risk situation. looks like a hell of a lot of fun, but
yeah.
It's like the Mitt Romney vacation.
So yeah. They didn't even know they was near-death experience there.
Mm-hmm.
Did your parents ever let you do anything like that, Steven?
No, but what we used to do was my mom had a 91 GMC Jimmy, and when we were in northern Michigan for the summer, we would all sit in the like the back cargo area,
mm-hmm.
and we'd have the hatchback glass open,
uh-huh.
and we'd drive around like that. That was great.
Oh, yeah. I rode on the roof of a van once.
Nice.
Only on a driveway. So
what is that craze called? The ghost riding or whatever?
Ghost riding.
Oh, my gosh. Is that
your thing?
Day.
Craig's a big ghost rider.
Mm-hmm.
And his focus.
We've had roundabout going so long, we actually were around and reported that stuff.
I know.
We did.
It's true.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
And now Craig's going to be doing it with his Ford.
Ghost riding the Ford?
In the Focus?
No, not the Focus. The 36.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to ghost ride the 36.
That's almost done, you know.
Mm-hmm. He's going to do it at Dream Cruise this year. Yep. That's what I've heard. That's the rumor.
Pushing it down Woodward.
Oh, my gosh.
No, it's not almost done, but I wish it were.
But get it going down a hill, and then you could ghost ride it.
I know.
Does it have doors on it yet?
The mm-hmm. doors have been mounted for test fitting purposes, Michelle.
You love saying mounted.
Should have been a taxidermist. Anyway, Michelle.
Yes.
You have the next article, which deals with something that is very near and dear to heart to another Roundabout alumni, Mr. Bob Hall.
Exactly. I mean, I was reading this article and I was just thinking, like, where is Bob for this one? Because it's for sale. You want to find out how slow a Mazda 13B rotary engine can be in the water, but then test it on the roads at speeds up to 180 miles per hour. That beats the record for any other amphibious car. Well, you are in luck. There is a brushed stainless steel and an aluminum car for sale at a mere $259,000 plus a little change, I think. And it has a cute name. It's called the Sea Lion. The engine is from 1974, so we'll probably, it's a rotary engine, right? It's going to need to be replaced mm-hmm. and be upgraded as soon as possible to the recommended by the owner Renesis RX-8 engine. Why he would go from one bad engine to another is beyond me. The designer seller claims that there are a few parts borrowed from other cars. This car is like all Corvette from the A $$ end. It is. Once you buy this little TIG welded bucket, you too can compete in the informal, and it is very informal, amphibious world speed record competition, which only GPS display with a YouTube recording is internationally accepted as valid for speed documentation.
For some ridiculous sport.
Right. So you can just like dump hundreds of thousands of dollars into a unregulated sport. If you don't like rules and requirements because they always diminish scientific and achievement and exploration, this is the way to drown your savings.
LOL.
This thing would take your ankles off. Like, think if that thing hit a pedestrian.
Oh, my God.
It'd be, yeah.
Right?
Would it pass European crash standards?
No.
Oh.
No.
It's kind of cool, no. though. It's stainless steel.
Stainless steel.
I loved, if you click through and you go to the owner's, like, their actual site where they're selling it, it says stainless steel, aluminum, and black. And I'm like, what's the black?
Right.
Like, the tars.
The tars?
Tars.
I don't get it. They put a black strap on it?
It makes it go faster.
What was the source here? This was...
Gizmag.
This one came from Gizmag.
With a hard G.
Hard G.
Mm-hmm.
Craig was trying to trap you.
No, I just...
I know. I saw that.
Gizmag.
I knew that was coming.
Oh, yeah. Badoom.
So speaking of near and dear to Bob Hall's heart, we had a Mazda story.
We have another Mazda story.
Maybe this is a little closer to home, even.
It's a little closer to me.
Mazda.
It's hard to believe, but the trusty, lovely Mazda Miata has been with us for 23 years now, still standing tall as one of the world's best pure enthusiast machines. But of course, with over two decades of history under its belt, we've seen a whole lot of aftermarket Miata conversions, some good and some absolutely terrible. So to that end, the folks at Hooniverse want to know what's the worst Miata on the internet. The yellow one with a faux Viper fascia? How about the matte black one with an augmented BMW front end that I think is supposed to be a Z8, but it kind of just looks like neither of the... I don't know. Or what about the one that's been lifted for some supposed off-road use?
Anyway, if you can find a Miata that truly reeks of something rancid, the Hoona folks want to hear from you.
Who?
The folks at the Hooniverse. See what I did there? And I put two words.
That's good.
That's good.
I'm going. That's so cute.
You know, if Bob Hall got one of this, he would be rolling in his grave. This is just sacrilege, you know?
Rolling in his grave.
Rolling, but he's not in the grave.
Oh.
I think he might be in like Alhambra or something.
Something like that.
Did you say Alabama, Michelle?
Mm-hmm. Alhambra.
Alhambra.
No, he's in the San Gabriel Valley.
What's that mean?
Alhambra.
That sounds like the Arab restaurant, Alhambra.
No, it means East LA.
Oh. Fancy.
East LA.
Yeah.
Speaking of L.A., you know, it's a town that there's some money in L.A.
Sometimes.
I imagine they would sell a lot of high-dollar supercars out there.
Mm-hmm.
And Lamborghini is one of those. And they can get you into a little bit of trouble. We've all done it before, taking off briskly from a stop sign or a red light. Whether you're trying to merge on the expressway or you just want to get ahead of the car in the lane next to you, pushing the accelerator through the floorboard can be thrilling, especially if you own a vehicle with Magnum caliber horsepower.
Magnum.
There's a right way and a wrong way to do things. Burning up the tires is generally a no-no. The constabulary doesn't approve of this behavior. Same with cutting off other motorists and, you know, smashing into them.
What?
Which is exactly what one Lamborghini driver did. The jerk-off I'm referring to was piloting a bright little Gallardo. And he tried to make a very fast left-hand turn, and the oversteer sent him right into oncoming traffic. Thankfully, the opposing cars were stopped, so the damage doesn't seem too severe. He nearly managed to thread it between the two other vehicles. And I present to you our roundabout douche of the week.
Done.
And it's done in the microwave.
He's done.
Yeah. So here he is on the video. You can see chat room. He's waiting.
There's nobody in front of him.
At least he's using his turn signal.
You think so?
He is. Which
he has
is
all that
odd.
Room.
When you have money, you generally don't have to follow the law.
Yeah, he does have his turn signal on, so he's
going to try. Here he goes. Taking off. Like a wild donkey. He gets going, nails it. The V10 shrieks, and what happens?
Got that on video.
Oh my god! Yeah. It's like I fit so comfortably.
I know.
Oh
my god!
I'm gonna
exactly.
Turn around.
No way!
I've seen plenty of stupid stuff on the road, but this is awesome. For all the wrong reasons, but
pretty good.
It's
pretty good.
It's a jewel.
Oh my god!
It's a jam.
Like, he just cozied it right in there.
he almost cleared it too.
It's a right snug fit.
It's a snug fit. Magnum fit. Michelle,
imagine that person in the RAV4 going like, "I had it in."
What would you do? You're sitting in the left turn lane, and all of a sudden, here comes this bright yellow car at like 50 miles an hour, just coming right at you.
That's
do you brace for impact? Do you assume the crash position?
I think you just sort of poo.
You lose control of your lower end, yeah.
Craig, do you ever have this happen when you're like taking off from a stoplight and you're pushing the accelerate button on your cruise control?
I do, because the Focus has so much power and torque. It's diesel-like torque. It's called the power stroke.
You got to rein it in, don't
I
you?
I do.
The horses. All them horses. How many?
All of them.
Hundreds.
Hundreds. Ten, just hundreds.
You know.
Literally hundreds.
Hundreds, exactly. But speaking of driving, Michelle.
Yes.
Were we talking about cars?
I think we were.
We do have something going on about cars here.
What is going on now?
Okay. I got to do the Ben, tell me if I'm doing it right. One riggy diggy, two riggy diggy. Hello, Carson City City Hall.
Carson City City Hall.
Only Ben will get that. This is in Nevada, but a one-block fake ghost town near Vagarda, Sweden. I'm sure I said that wrong, and I'm sure Craig will correct me. That is used by Autoliv. What a morbid name. A manufacturer of automotive safety devices as their testing grounds. With dummies on wires and cars on rails, test drivers purposely crash and attempt to avoid maiming anyone. Autoliv provides safety equipment, including a growing number of infrared tech devices, to nearly every car company in the world, save nearby Volvo, which builds their own, as we've seen in the Volvo that stops itself blooper videos. Mm-hmm. I do have to wonder if they have simulated chicken ranch amongst the faux-fronted buildings. I mean, these things seem to be being built increasingly, where they're building fake towns to test things.
Mm-hmm. They don't need a fake town. They just go to Detroit. It's mostly abandoned.
Well, no, so here's what's so weird. So I was sort born in Lee County, New Mexico, which is got this like little bitty town, Lovington. But I was born in the Lee County Hospital. There's the only big town there is Hobbs, right? Like the median like income per capita is like $14,000 or something. There is a company building a $1 billion city that's 2 square miles where they're going to be testing automated cars, wireless, like all these safety kind of things in this city. They're building an entire city to test this stuff. It like it's the weirdest thing.
It looks weird. You're right. I mean, just these facades.
That's crazy.
But it's got sidewalks and doors and...
Yeah, and dummies
fake
are like...
windows.
I want... That's the Disneyland ride I want, right? Like,
but it does totally seem like there are probably enough abandoned towns that they could do this. Like I'm thinking of when we went to the DARPA Grand Challenge DARPA Urban Challenge a few years ago. We went to Victorville, and it's like an abandoned, you know, army base.
City.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it's like that was the perfect place to run this because there's just all these buildings, you know, that haven't been used for years. But
it creates jobs for them to create these new towns.
Exactly.
It's
yeah,
a faux
that's true.
Building boom, right?
It's so weird.
Stool boom.
I want to live in one of those.
Yeah, a 2x4 flat wall.
You could live in the shady side during the morning and then like switch to another building.
Exactly.
And
what if it's high noon, Ben?
Yeah, that's where would you go?
Work.
I don't know.
Work.
You could go to work.
That comes from
apparently the Car and Driver journalist that did this. Like he was the first American journalist to get to see this thing, and I think it kind of freaked him out because his cousin was killed 5 years ago in a his cousin was a pedestrian was killed by in an accident. So it was kind of like a little sad for him, I think.
Interesting.
I know. There's a downer for you.
Strange.
Praise the level. Stephen Jean Michelle James Naranjo Ewing III.
That's my name.
Story.
That's my name.
The stage is yours.
Stage is mine.
Grab that open mic.
So we'll change topics a little bit here. So in light of Opel, or if you're in the UK, Vauxhall's recent news that its new small city car will be named, wait for it, Atom, the folks at CarBuzz have put their nostalgia caps on to remember some of the world's more questionable nomenclature choices. For example, who could forget the effervescent little Suzuki Cappuccino or the tougher-than-tough Isuzu mysterious utility wizard pickup? And let's not forget about Maserati's more recent addition to the list of odd car names with its Kubang SUV concept. We may live in a world where alphanumeric names are spreading like wildfire, you know, like 328i and MKX and all that stuff. But to those automakers who still do want to use, you know, words, we'd like to see a great big dose of creativity added in the future for other generations to enjoy.
That's why we've been using, what's the other segment called, Ben?
A car by any name.
That's our testing ground for new automotive names.
Yeah. We then, you know, we see how successful these names are, and we ship them out to the automakers. And you'll see, I don't know, we're figuring the crap up in the next year or so.
We've got the Kirkpatrick Elite.
Exactly.
That's another one we tried, the poppycock.
What's wrong with the cappuccino?
Nothing.
What about...
But
come on,
peppy.
30 years from now, 30, 40 years from now, no one's going to be excited about names like Venza.
With twice daily Venza, you can kiss your eczema goodbye.
Though I think we will still get a lot of laughs out of Kizashi for many, many decades to come.
Test Drive Junkie just mentioned the Espresso, the Plymouth trim they had.
Neons. And I think you get the Breeze as an Espresso, too.
The Breeze of the cloud breeze. Cars.
Yeah, the Breeze and the Cirrus and the Stratus.
Plymouth Breeze. That was it. Cirrus, mm-hmm. good name. Anyway, that concludes the news portion of the show. Great topics, guys. This is good stuff this week, and I'm not just saying that. But coming up...
Are we going to talk about Ramazon?
We are, Michelle. I think you got a little pick in there, it looks like.
It's not me.
It says Michelle down there.
Where?
No, I'm lying. It's Ben's pick.
But you'll like it, Michelle.
You will.
Because you've been in the bass versa this week, just like me.
Like it? No.
I love the versa.
All right. Well, we'll get into it. We'll get into it.
We can go into that later.
You're gonna love this.
It's V for versatility.
Yeah. Anyway, that's another one, but go ahead.
We got to thank our friends at Amazon, but after the break, stick around. Make sure you stay because we've got Lie of the Beholder coming up. All three of us will be facing off trying to guess what vehicles Ben is talking about in some very cleverly adulterated press releases. So we'll get to that, plus a blind spot and an auto gadget, so stick around. But first, we've got to tell you about Amazon.com. They're a great little service. Maybe you've heard of them.
We're asking buy you. Stuff now!
Yes, sir.
Eric is very eager for us to get to it and buy some stuff now.
Get to the point. So we're asking you, Amazon has got millions of products. Everything you could possibly want you can find on Amazon. And we're asking you to help us out. Before you purchase something from Amazon, we're asking you to go to our website first, roundaboutshow.com. When you go there, you'll see a banner for Amazon. If you click on that banner, you can do your shopping as you normally would, and anything you purchase, we'll get a little bit of credit for. Help out your favorite automotive show.
Well, hey.
I know. Michelle, you're always buying those K-cups for your Keurig coffee maker.
Yeah, plus lots of spices for the kitchen. I mean, tahini for hummus and like all sorts of things I can't get locally.
And Amazon's got them, right?
They're Ben, you're a foodie. Do you ever use Amazon for some of the ingredients you can't find locally?
Absolutely. I bought some Madagascar vanilla beans for some premium ice cream. That was premium ice cream, mm-hmm. Craig. Mm-hmm. And I also buy the K-cups, buy the box full. It's a lot cheaper that way.
Yeah.
And all kinds of stuff. I like to go on Amazon and just like...
Browse. Window shop.
Exactly.
But Mac shop.
Got an app on the iPad called Window Shop where you just kind of like, oh, that looks cool. Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. But what we're asking is...
Well, I was going to say it's not all about food items.
No.
There are plenty of other things available for purchase via Amazon, and we like to highlight some of those with a pick of the week.
Okay.
And right now we've got a little ditty. Maybe you've heard of it. It's called Game of Thrones.
Craig's new favorite.
It's a good one.
I've heard
Craig,
of
did you get cable?
No, I got... Ben was able to...
He
loaned me a copy of Game of Thrones. And it's a very good series.
Now, you guys have to understand, I've loaned Craig many, many, many DVDs in the past. Mm-hmm. And generally, they just don't get watched. He's like, I'll watch that. And
they get watched, first of all. It's just your recommendations tend to be bad. No, but
Game of Thrones,
awesome little series.
Dove into.
Well, I started watching it, and the way they've done it, it just gets you hooked. You know, because they always end the episode with something big happening, and then of course that's how they get their meat.
It's almost
dragging
like
the tuna on board
it's like the
boat,
old
you know?
Serials, like these like major cliffhangers, like just out of nowhere.
Yep.
So it's a good one. But we've chosen that as one of our picks of the week.
It's available.
Whoa! Michelle
that's the ice
got,
cream truck.
She's got taken over by a jet, I think.
Powered by a V1 rocket.
No, I'm here. No, so you guys, I've never seen Game of Thrones.
Oh, you would love it.
Me either.
I know, that's what everybody keeps telling me. And then in light of the Time magazine cover, I guess there's a crazy queen that like breastfeeds like wacky.
Yep.
Exactly.
She's in there with her 12-year-old or whatever.
And you know how I love breastfeeding.
You are a girl.
Anyway, Game of Thrones is a great
<What's>
series.
<that name?
laughs> I don't know.
You've got them, so you want to use them.
Locked and loaded.
Ben, your dreams are coming out in not appropriate ways.
Oh, no.
Now, Gorski C says Craig Cole might enjoy the HBO series Rome. I heard that was a good one, too.
Yes, I've heard as well.
So maybe that's worth...
So we've got the Blu-ray here.
Tons and tons.
It's eligible for Amazon Prime. Craig, do you know what Amazon Prime is?
Prime. If you sign up for the service, you get free shipping.
Mm-hmm. Free two-day shipping.
Craig, do you have Blu-ray or DVD?
Well, we do have a Blu-ray diskette player.
What?
Is it in your game console?
I don't have a game console. We have a separate, like, Blu-ray thing, yeah. But it's good. It does the job.
It's stunning.
It's beautiful when you can go and put the discs in there, I'll tell you what.
But so.
Game of Thrones, available, first season, Blu-ray, $43.96. It can be yours, and it is highly entertaining. I do recommend it. Ben, you've also highlighted the book series.
Yeah, so let's say you don't have that Blu-ray player.
And you like reading, as much work as it is.
Yeah. Let's say you don't have that Blu-ray player that Michelle alluded to, or let's say that you blast through this first season and you go, I need to know what happens next and I don't want to subscribe to HBO.
Ben,
you buy the Kindle book just like I did so you can get the rest.
Exactly. Ben, you're slogging through those right now, aren't you?
I am right now.
Right now. All right. So those are two. But we've also got an automotive pick.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is a bonus pick. I know we're going on. I know this is a commercial, but Amazon really does have awesome stuff. And I know Michelle's going to love this after having been in the base Versa. Now, it's got those, you remember, Michelle, it's got those shiny spandex seats, right?
Yeah.
Those were awesome.
Spandex.
So, you had to give up the Versa, and you're thinking, what am I going to do? I
have
to get
a taste of that Versa.
I know. I have to get back in my fake leather G8, but I want the black spandex. Well, you've got the Braxton Universal Bucket Seat Covers set of two. Only $16.78 and eligible for Amazon Prime.
That's for two, isn't it?
That's
oh my
for
God.
Two.
You're paying about $8 a piece. Is that a good value? You can't buy them by the pound for that much.
That's a value.
They practically are paying you to take them.
Yeah, I know.
That's high value.
So all you got to do, help us out. Go to roundaboutshow.com. Click on the Amazon banner ad. That's your portal to all these great products and millions more. We're asking you to go to our website first and help us out, your favorite automotive program. We do appreciate their
help. And as Eric Tricko always says, buy stuff now!
We thank Amazon for their support. But now it is time to take a look in our blind spot. When news topics go unnoticed or underreported or otherwise fall off the radar, they land in our blind spot. This week, we ask a burning question. Auto enthusiasts love their manuals. I'm one of them. I know that. Steven, you're a
fan. I don't think this is what you're supposed to do when you have a burning feeling.
You should get some antibiotics.
No, there's,
right?
there's a cream for it.
If it lasts more than 4 hours.
Twice daily.
Mm-hmm.
Venza.
Is it called Venza?
Venza.
Oh, we have a title. Twice daily Venza.
There you go. Put it on the list.
I think it's a once-a-week application now.
Ooh. Oh, they've upped the dosage.
Well, you take two Venza pills a day, and then you spread on the
Venza cream.
And then your self-esteem goes away.
It's a complimentary cream. It's called
the Avalon cream?
The Yaris.
The Yaris cream.
Yeah, you put the Yaris cream on once a week.
Oh. What about Solara?
It's all topical.
Ooh. Topical.
No, they've discontinued Solara.
After those,
they found it
after the recall.
They found it to be defective.
Yes. So anyway, article here we pulled via Autoholics, powered by Car Domain. There was a columnist, I believe, with Salon magazine, who was asking, is it ethical to drive a manual transmission? This guy is batshit crazy.
Yeah, it's because this guy was wanting to know, is it ethical to drive it, like to willingly choose the manual transmission, even though it might get worse fuel economy. They're saying, you know, is that really a good idea?
There are so many better ways to help the planet than...
Yeah, especially because think about it. The average, you know, what is the average difference in fuel economy between automatic and a manual? Sometimes, I mean, I think like as high as like 3 miles per gallon, maybe.
That's, yeah, exactly. And there's only like 6% of the market, 5% that'll purchase a manual in the United States.
What? Though manual sales were up last year.
Were they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think that, well, because there are some cars that were offered with manual again, finally, or made more available. But I think the second comment on that post is kind of true. The majority of manual shift cars are powerful and practical sports cars driven recreationally. Recreational driving is wasteful. I mean, it is. But you know what? I mean, you can't stop people from doing that.
It's a free country. Come on.
Right.
And plus,
of course it is. America.
It's America.
America.
Is it ethical to drive to work in a Silverado pickup when you're to commute?
No.
That's going to get way worse fuel economy than
right. There's the other thing is it ethical to buy the Suburban when you could get away with the town and country?
Exactly. So this article, I'm sure, has caused quite a tizzy. No,
you buy it because you like it, and that's why we have the freedom of choice.
Mm-hmm.
Duh.
Of course. So
is that a burp?
Duh.
Is that Bragman?
That's Al.
That's
Al.
Your buddy.
Al Vinicourt.
I don't like anything that doesn't involve travel.
Does Al like manual transmissions?
No, he doesn't. He's got bad knees.
No, I hate sunroofs, too.
You were laughing like Al, man. So of all the absurd things to write a column about, really, is this guy just out of ideas or grasping for something? Or I mean,
I think it, I don't know. I mean,
did he do it as link bait?
Possibly.
If so, good job.
Congratulations. Yes, but I don't know.
So, Michelle, what's your feeling out in SoCal about this? What's
my
going
feeling
on
Southern California?
No, out on the West Coast with this particular issue. Is there a different? Because we're here in Michigan in the Midwest. Is there any difference out there that you would suspect?
I mean, I think there's a we have a lot of enthusiasts, of course. But mostly we're sitting on the freeway. If you have a job. So the people that say they want manuals out here are pretty much unemployed. So that would be those jalops and hoonies. But anyway.
Yeah, so absurd article. You can check it out. We'll have the link in our show notes at roundaboutshow.com so you can get your dander up, too, because we were... At least I was.
What's the chat room say here?
What does the chat room say? That's a good question.
They don't really.
Domino says, she's sure her drive around Woodward is more green than getting knocked up accidentally. Well.
I think Scott
sounds like a personal
has a solution
issue.
For that.
Yeah. Need a cream for that? No. So
the Venza. She needs to take more Venza.
Yes. Take your Venza.
If you use it in conjunction with the Yaris cream, it'll really improve the results.
It'll clear everything up.
Well, is Venza available as a chewable?
No, no. It's a. It's just a big horse pill.
It doesn't come as gummy.
I did hear the rumor it was coming as a gummy.
Mm,
ooh, that would be nice.
Delicious. It's like a dessert.
But then
really.
There's the patch. The patch. Is
yeah.
Well, are we talking about the Avalon patch?
Yeah.
That was recalled with the Solara.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. No, but I hear a new Avalon patch is on its way.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
What's it going to be called? The same
Avalon?
No, it's
still going to... They're going to reuse the Avalon name because, you know, it's sold well.
Okay.
You know what? I actually was offered the... I was on the waiting list for the Avalon patch, but they got the Azera to market far sooner.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm on the Azera patch.
I hear that's comparable and slightly better.
You know, it's comfy.
Just makes you thirsty.
Anyway, yeah. This is not a...
That's twice daily Venza.
For all your needs. All right, so now it is time for Ben's favorite segment, a little auto gadget.
Auto gadget!
So is Apple getting in the automotive business? Ben, as an Apple enthusiast, would you be tickled pink to see Apple... do something
to get
with cars.
In the auto business.
Well, like Microsoft does Sync for Ford and other companies.
I would like to see them do operating systems for nav systems. I think they do a good job.
You want like an iPad in the center of the car?
I'm not one of those people who thinks you should like rip out your stereo and put an iPad in there instead. I think that's stupid. But I think that they would be very smart at designing an interface that would be appropriate for a car environment. That's what they did with the iPad and the iPhone. Big buttons, stuff you wouldn't want to put on a laptop, whereas before every touch device had always kind of went toward, you know, just making a touch screen Windows
gone
computer.
Gone toward, Ben.
Gone toward. Sorry. I think they might be good at that. Why?
You know what, Ben? I agree with you on this because I actually had somebody who went on the – it's not embargoed to me because I'm not on the Altima thing, but they were complaining about Nissan's lack of integrated, like in-tune sync, you know, branded like stuff that they put in your car that can't be upgraded. And the person who drove the Altima, I said, well, but wait, can it use your phone? And the person said, yeah, you know what? It synced up with my iPhone in seconds. I was immediately streaming Pandora. I could use my voice to nav app on my iPad. I could, you know, use all of everything on my phone. And I am not interested in a car that's going to charge me, a company that's going to charge me like $3,000 more for something that can't be upgraded, where my phone can constantly be upgraded. And so if that's going to happen, they really should think about putting something in their cars where, yeah, everyone's going iPhone. Everybody knows that. Like, why not integrate something like that into your car? Because it saves a ton of money off the hood of that car.
Well, think about how it's so...
I'm sorry, I just ranted, but that
No, this is great. Because nav systems are so expensive. They have like a couple hundred dollars worth of parts, and then they charge you $2,000 or more for something that can't be upgraded.
Right, and when they had to do that force upgrade, look what happened. I mean, people had to go in and spend like 2 hours with their cars running. You know, I mean... They literally, when they did the Ford Sync update, people had to leave their cars running for 2 hours. Every hour that you run your car in idle uses a quarter of a tank of gas.
Talk about unethical.
So the upgrade actually cost users a half a tank of gas.
It took
That's
2 hours?
Kind of pissy.
Yeah.
Jiminy Christmas. Just do it
on the
road.
For the ones that worked. For the ones that didn't work, they still had to go into service centers and have it redone. And they had to run their car on their own gas.
Yikes.
That's lovely.
Wow.
Well, at least they fixed the sluggishness.
Nah, kind of.
No, not really?
not so much.
It's not great.
Yeah.
So anyway, Apple's trying to fix that, though. Or at least with a patent application they got approved for a little clip. It clips on the steering wheel, and supposedly it's like a like an iPod click wheel. Which is supposedly going to control the interface for the nav system, the audio, whatnot.
It's like a little pacemaker.
Exactly.
I think it's brilliant. I think it's awesome. I don't even have an iPhone. I think it's awesome.
It just seems like it would be unfunctional. I don't know. It would be difficult to use.
You know what's funny? They've made these things for years.
They have?
Yeah. I mean, other accessory companies have made these for years, these little things. Usually it accompanies a dongle. Yes, I said dongle that goes in like your cigarette lighter and, you know, like the aux port or something. And you plug your iPod into it. And so it's got this like little wireless thing that you then Velcro onto the steering wheel.
Like a suicide knob.
Yeah,
but electronic.
Yeah, precisely. It looks pretty horrible. So, wow. Yeah, I don't know if. Yeah. I'd like to see Apple doing this.
Well,
it would.
You could knock it off the wheel if you weren't careful, or get it damaged, or it just.
I mean, obviously,
like a bad
idea. This is a very rudimentary patent drawing.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, maybe they've got brilliant ideas, but.
Yeah. You know, I wish they would just make, and I think we covered this a year or two ago with the Jaguar car in BlackBerry. But I wish they'd just do it so you docked your phone or you plugged it in and it mirrored the interface of your phone on the screen. You already know how to use that interface.
That's
whether
true.
You have an Android phone or an iPhone or whatever. You already know that system. It's familiar to you. Just do that.
Mm-hmm.
Include the pinch and zoom, whatever. Just extend that screen. That's the Craig Cole
state. Right.
Vote
we
for me 2012.
We need a Zoom integrated to every car.
I agree, Michelle.
Case settled.
Bam.
We're done
Boom.
Here. So that is the Apple patent for an iOS steering wheel remote control. You be the jury.
No.
Vote with your pocketbook on a product you cannot buy.
Today.
Right now.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Do you have a sound drop, Ben, for our
next
segment?
Surely I don't.
Surely. The crowd
Sing
doesn't
it.
Have one?
Sing it.
Sing it. It's the roar of the beholder.
I thought you had that one.
Oh, I love when you do that, Ben.
Okay, now it is time for the game where you, our panelists, separate the PR spin from the facts. This is Lie of the Beholder. Ben will read a press release for a real car, and
real.
It will be our job to determine what that vehicle is. He will leave the name of the vehicle, and the company that built it will be excluded, naturally, so we don't have those clues. And it's our job to guess.
So we have to listen to this?
This is the one, Michelle, where you have your chime-in sound. Remember?
Is that my sound?
That's Craig's sound. That's Craig's sound. What is your unique chime-in sound,
what
Michelle?
What was my sound?
I don't know.
Was it a stoing?
It can be stowing.
You want to be stowing?
I think it was stowing.
Okay, yours will be stowing. So when you think you know the answer, after I've finished reading the paragraph for that round, you go, stowing.
Steven, what's your sound?
I don't know.
Did
what
he
is,
leave?
What is my sound going to be?
You got to make up a sound.
Mine can be, I'll just do.
Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
Okay.
All right. Son of a bitch.
All right. Ben, all right. Are you ready for first round one? This will be a little pilot round here.
This is just to get you guys warmed up. I hope this one's an easy one. And we'll turn to the – if any of these are hard, we'll turn to the chat room. So chat room, be ready.
Get your listening hats
y'all on. Y'all listen in. And I've taken out the name, as Craig mentioned, of all the vehicles. Every time I'm supposed to mention a vehicle, I'll replace it with – there we go. It's a nice, happy, familiar noise. These vehicles all happen to be vehicles that are no longer produced. Some – brands that are no longer produced. So these are all several years old. We'll put it that way. Mm. All right?
Mm. Round one.
Round one.
One.
Embodies some of the most advanced technology and materials and has the distinction of being North America's most aluminum intensive vehicle. It was only a few years ago that the idea of mass... After I'm finished, Craig.
I know. I was just testing.
Okay. You all set? All systems checking out?
Yep.
Okay. It was only a few years ago that the idea of mass-producing a factory hot rod seemed too radical a concept for any major automaker to undertake. Yes, Craig.
Oldsmobile Bravada.
No, I'm afraid not, Craig.
It was a Cutlass then, right?
No. Mm. Does anyone else like to buzz in?
Son of a bitch.
Yes, Steven.
Was it the Plymouth Prowler?
It was!
Oh, Steven, I'm so proud of you.
He gets a
I'm so now. Prowler of you.
That's a good title there.
All right, so round one goes to Steven. You guys all get how it works?
Yeah.
Good. All right, here's round two.
No, I'm not here. I'm not comfortable.
You're not comfortable? It's too much
I'm
pressure.
Kidding.
You'll catch
I'm
up.
I'm kidding.
Okay. Round two. With the... This brand will reach out to a new generation of consumers, people under 30. The target base price is $10,000. A well-equipped version will sell for $12,500. This brand hopes the will undercut significantly the Honda Civic and Dodge Neon, which will begin in the $11,000 range. But this brand is also taking on the Civic and Neon in the design category with a far more forward-looking package than the conservative it replaced.
Boop.
Yes, Craig.
A really crappy car nobody wants.
You're getting there. That's a nice try, but that's not the actual name.
Oh.
Son of a bitch.
Yes, Steven.
Is it the Mitsubishi Mirage?
No, I'm afraid not.
Boop, boop, boop.
Yes, Craig.
Mercury Tracer.
No. Michelle, any guesses?
Oh, my God.
It's taking on the Honda Civic and the Dodge Neon.
Who would want to challenge the Neon? What's there to challenge? I mean, you win by default, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Son of a bitch.
Stoing.
Yes, Michelle.
I'm going to say it's the auto claustrophobia car that we talked about earlier, the Versa.
Oh, so close, but not.
Sentra!
No.
Oh.
I believe I heard a son of the bitch. So go ahead.
Son of the bitch.
Is it the Escort?
No.
Oh.
Boop, boop, boop.
Yes, Craig. No, just still testing there?
I don't have an answer.
All right.
Ford Aspire. I had to reboot.
Let's see if anyone has any ideas in the chat room.
Mazda Protege.
I'm not seeing any.
Large Metal right. Says Sunfire.
All right, I'm going to give you guys a clue. You guys were right with the segment. It's a compact.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Toyota.
It's Corolla.
No. No, it competes with the Corolla. Steven, weren't you listening?
Oh.
Versa.
Versa.
It's Echo.
Steven gets it.
Wait, I didn't hear a son of a bitch. Echo.
Echo.
God, sorry.
That's technically disqualified, Steven, because you didn't buzz in first.
Son of a... son of a...
Yes.
Bitch.
Son of a what?
Biscuit-eating bulldog.
That's right.
The one.
Round three.
Who won that round? It was Steven.
It was Steven. Oh, we'll give it to him.
It was the echo.
What's the third round? I'm champing at the bit.
All right.
I'm going to win this one.
Chomping, darling.
I was told by Scott Burgess, none less than Mr. Burgess, that it is actually champing.
Really? Okay. Really?
Really. I'm serious.
You believe Scott Burgess above me.
Maybe.
She can hurt you, you know.
I know.
That's true.
I know.
You know, chomping at the bit makes is sense. Like a racing term from horses.
But he said it was champing.
Michelle, as a horse owner, would know.
That is a trump.
I have a horse.
Horse. Ben, round three.
Round three, if you're ready. An increasingly common sight is suburban garages blessed with a sedan in one day and a in the next. This brand offers the best of all worlds. Luxurious accommodation, advanced driving performance, a sure-footed ride for every occasion. A more contemporary exterior appearance for the new model year maintains well-established and this brand's brand characteristics. Interior changes are also extensive. The objective was to create a that's not only smart-looking, but also the most comfortable and convenient SUV on the road.
Boop, boop.
Yes, Craig?
I don't know.
Okay.
And he gets Doing. I'm going to go with
yes, Michelle.
Big retard here. Murano.
Nope.
The Murano.
Not the Murano.
Boop, boop.
Yes, Craig.
Ford Explorer.
No, Craig.
Was it the Mercury Mountie?
Yeah. No, Craig.
Oh.
Son of a bitch.
Yes, Steven.
Dodge Durango.
No.
Oh.
Read it again.
Let me read it again.
You said SUV.
More clues?
Go.
I'm going to give you guys more clues.
Yes.
Okay. This is also from a brand that is extinct.
Boop, boop.
Yes, Craig.
Plymouth Prowler.
No. Nope.
Saturn View.
Close, but no.
Which one? Craig but, or me?
All right.
Son of a bitch.
Yes.
Saturn yes. Outlook?
No. Oh. When I said close, I didn't mean that brand. It's not that brand. I'll tell you when you get the brand right.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Yes, Steven.
Hummer H3.
No.
It's oh, but
you're in the right
what's
family, though.
Hummer?
Yes, Michelle?
Mountaineer.
No.
Son of a bitch.
Yes, Steven.
Oldsmobile Bravada.
You got it. Craig's upset now.
Boo.
You always
Craig's
guess
like
guess
winning
the
everything.
Bravada.
Why does he get to win everything?
We got to stop, put a end to this nonsense. Ben, round four.
Okay, wait, Craig?
Yes.
We need some, like, we need to work on this. We're it's us against him.
I know. It's
this
rapidly
is a,
becoming
this is a survivor
wait, Steven,
style
stop listening.
Alliance.
Earmuffs.
What?
So Craig,
yeah.
While Steven has
Whisper.
Earmuffs on, you throw him, no, I'll throw him off.
Okay.
You get the answer.
I'll try.
Okay.
Great idea. That's pretty much what we've
Can
been doing.
Can I take
doing.
My earmuffs off now?
This is a great conspiracy.
All right.
This is drama.
Steven, you can come back now.
Can I come back?
You're
can
back.
I... You're welcome. Hobo camp?
Hobo camp. Hobo camp. V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. What does it spell?
Win!
Anyway.
All right. Ben, round four.
Round four. And the is an upscale front-wheel drive sedan that delivers quality you can see, hear, and feel. Appeals to buyers who want superb driving dynamics, advanced safety and security features, and design flair that reflects their individuality. For $19.98, there are design revisions to the grille, tail lamps, and instrument panel appliques.
Boop, boop.
Yes, Craig.
Is the ring on a Continental?
No, but you're in the correct family.
Son of a bitch.
Yes, Steven.
Is it the Mercury Mystique?
I was going to say that.
It is not. You're in the correct brand now.
Son of a bitch.
Yes,
is
Steven.
It the Sable.
You've got it. Man.
It's not.
Craig, that didn't work.
Michelle, I don't know what to do.
Diversionary tactics.
We have to.
Fireworks.
You know he's, like, autistic on this stuff, right?
I know. It's either judging people in
so
the other game
you
or
you need to,
or...
like, take him out at the knees. And you're sitting next to him, so can you just do a swift, like, kick?
That'll hurt Craig more than it'll hurt me.
I've got a cast iron pipe in the corner there. We could try that.
Do you have a tire iron, like, that you can just...
Ooh.
Who's got a
under
tire,
the table.
Thumper?
Tire thumper? Ben, round five. We're at the halfway point.
Round five.
Round.
Okay. Michelle, I hope you get this one. So I'm going to go ahead
Isuzu
and...
Via Cross.
I'm switching the camera to Michelle because I'm sure she's going to beep in first. I'm sure you are because you like...
Really?
Because, she's scowling. Because
you like
Look at Ben. He's like giving me stuff. It's so sweet.
I'm just saying you like this brand. That's all I want to say. Here we go.
Audi. It's an Audi.
An almost endlessly long hood. Large wheels. Air scoops on the side. Looking at the beautiful body of the... This brand's new open sports car will immediately evoke the glory days of classic roadsters. The softly flowing lines of the wheel arches extend through the wide doors to the short and powerful-looking... Okay, Michelle, yes?
The BMW Roadster.
Which is called the...
Z3 Roadster. Z4 Roadster?
Which is called the...
BMW Z3 or 4. Which one are you talking about?
Well, see, you didn't let me finish. You guys got so excited. Oh, who wouldn't know what this is? I seem to recall.
Seriously.
Let me go ahead and finish. Yes, Craig.
I get a guess, too.
Okay, go ahead.
BMW Z8.
You got it.
I was going to say Z8 before y'all cut me off.
Win.
Look at how freaking excited he is.
I know, right?
It's his first one he won.
It'd be the last one, too. All right. We're going to the Super Bowl now, Michelle.
That's right.
All right.
Oh, Craig, I think this is your favorite brand.
Number 6 is the Super Bowl?
I don't know. It seemed
Can't
like a good
Can't be sponsored
idea.
By GM.
Not anymore.
Nope.
All right, what's it going to be? What's Steven going to lose at this time?
Let's find out. While the appearance of is the lure to attract the hearts of sports car fans worldwide, it has been designed to be much more than just a pretty face. The goal was also to produce a genuine driver's car, the ultimate expression of this brand's essence and a true reflection of the brand's core values, expressive, confident, romantic, and refined. With its long hood and fastback boat tail, its profile will become instantly recognizable around the globe.
Whoop.
Yes, Craig.
Buick Riviera.
No.
Whoop.
Yes, Craig again.
Lincoln Mark 8?
No.
Oh, gosh.
Is it time for my thinking music?
No, it's time for a clue.
Or read more.
That's all I've got.
I think
that's
we need all a clue.
Ben!
I know.
I think we need a clue.
Okay, domestic. Yes, Craig.
Lincoln Mark 8.
No. Wrong family. Yes, Craig.
Cadillac.
Wrong family.
Chrysler Lac. Cirrus.
300?
You're getting closer. You're
200.
No.
300M.
Remember, it's a sports car.
300M.
Sebring.
Yep. That's the one.
It was the convertible. No, not
the
not
Viper.
No. Well, no, this one is a. I think this one's a convertible.
Luxury.
Oh,
boat tail.
But,
Chrysler boat tail.
Think about it.
Oh,
son of a bitch!
Oh.
The Sebring?
No, 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 I no. But
that.
You're getting so close.
That.
LeBaron, Chrysler LeBaron.
No.
She's trading her blue Jeep for a white Chrysler LeBaron. Chrysler TC by Maserati, Michelle and I's car.
No.
Yes.
No.
One of our stable. Destroying a PT Cruiser convertible.
No.
The Crossfire?
Yes.
Crossfire.
It's a Mercedes.
Steven gets this round.
He didn't chime in. He didn't follow the
protocol.
Predetermined protocol.
Oh, God's sake, Craig.
Michelle, you weren't helping, okay?
I know, but...
Sebring, really? You thought it was the Sebring?
I did think it was the Sebring.
Well, it's got the same design, you know, like the things.
Now, my question is, if I would have buzzed it and said Mercedes SLK, would that also have been correct?
Mm-hmm. It didn't have that line along the side that went like this that changed...
Oh, right.
Anyway, round 7, Ben.
Round.
Are you ready?
Domino feel bad. She says she sucks at this game.
Oh.
Give her a level up, Ben.
I'm doing it on camera, Domino. That makes me feel any better.
All right. All right.
Round seven, Ben.
Round seven.
70% through.
Okay, I'm focused. I'm focused. I'm a machine.
The best we could do is tie, so Steven actually...
Go, Ben, go. Go, Craig, stop.
No one has this much fun and function in one package.
Conversion van.
The is an attention grabber that will act like a halo for this brand by attracting further consumer attention to our impressive vehicle lineup. Will appeal to enthusiasts of all ages because the design draws you in and the performance keeps you there.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Craig.
Is it the Mercury Lynx?
No.
Son of a bitch.
Wait, same family, Mercury Cougar.
No. Aww.
Did he say same family?
I didn't say same family.
Son of a bitch.
I did. Yeah, I did.
Yes, Steven.
Is it the Solstice?
No.
Sky.
No.
Sky.
Nope.
Sunfire.
No.
He said design, Steven.
Gorski C says Aztec.
No.
Oh, G8.
You guys are getting close. You're in the right family.
General Motors.
You're in the General Motors
Pontiac.
Family. Nope.
Ooh, son of a bitch.
Yes.
Cadillac XLR?
Think function. Think fun and functional. Yes, Craig.
Cadillac Catera.
No. Think
SLX.
Fun.
Fun and no, function?
But Michelle got the first letter
SRX.
Right.
SRX.
No. It's not Cadillac. This is not a Cadillac. Yes, Craig.
Buick Terrazzo. Function and fun.
Is this a halo for the brand?
It was when it was around.
Is it the Escalade.
That's all they got.
It's not the Corvette.
Maybe. But you're getting so close.
Camaro?
No.
Camaro.
Fun and functional. They thought it would be the halo for this brand. Yes, Craig.
GMC Savannah.
No.
Club wagon.
All right, Chevrolet. It was a Chevrolet.
It's a Chevrolet.
Oh, I've got it. Son of a bitch.
Yes, Steven.
It's the SSR.
Absolutely.
That damn SSR.
The Chevrolet SSR.
All right, well, Steven's given us an old-fashioned shellacking.
I'm just going to sit back now and let
now,
you
see,
guys
if I was
play.
Quoting engine numbers, Craig would be just wiping the floor with you guys.
That's probably. Not necessarily true.
Oh, really? We may have to put this to the test. But I can't this time.
Why do you need Craig to win so badly?
I don't. I just feel bad for him.
Because if Craig loses, then he gets
angry. You feel bad for him and not for me?
Well, I feel bad for you, too, but... You know, he's at least you've got.
No, why? Let's investigate this. Let's think about this. Let's meditate on it.
Is this an edition of psychology?
Might be.
Michelle, you have so much. He has so little. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. He needs small little victories.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Steven, we have to give this round. So we're going to, Steven and I are just going to sit out this round until Craig guesses the car.
All right.
Patronizing. I'm not guessing.
Steven, no, we're cool with it, right, Steven?
Nope. Yeah, we're fine with it.
I don't need charity.
No.
Nope.
All right, Craig. I mean, everybody.
They thought it would be the Halo. Just thought it would be. FYI.
Yep. Round eight. Sophisticated yet aggressive, the successful elevates the sports sedan concept to an even higher level for 1998. Employing a system known as Extrude Hone Power Flow, the upper intake is polished.
Ford Contour SVT.
I knew if I left that term in there, you would get it.
See, Craig got one, finally.
Oh, yay! Craigie!
Yay, we're happy for Craig.
It feels better now.
I got my participation trophy!
I suppose you didn't even want to hear how the extrude hone power flow worked. Or
no,
can you tell us?
How it uses a gritty putty that gets forced through the intake manifold.
Tell us about extruding.
It's like making a spritzer cookie.
Which type? The polishing action leaves a mere smooth surface and reduces friction, allowing air to flow more swiftly. And inside this vehicle, the perforated leather seats Leather seating surfaces.
And awfulness abound.
They're now available in prairie tan as well as the midnight original blue. Midnight blue. How'd you know that?
My friend owned an SVT Condor. $99. Wow. Yeah.
I didn't put that in there for him specifically, I promise. Round nine?
Round nine.
All right.
Type nine.
The reputation as a hot set of wheels with a cool price gets even hotter for 2000. New front. Did that make you laugh?
It's so good.
New front fascias enhance its sporty, well-thought-out design. Integral fog lamps on the GT Coupe and convertible provide additional lighting and give them a more aggressive, sporty appearance. On the SE Coupe and sedan, rounded turn signals are integrated into the outboard position of the front fascia. Is a hot, sporty vehicle for budget-conscious drivers. Yes, Craig.
Mercury
that
Cougar.
That was so weak, that little sound, Craig. Give it some love.
Yes, Craig.
Mercury Cougar.
No.
Oh.
No, it's...
Turn signals.
Hold on.
It's sporty. Right. It's budget-conscious. It is...
Kia Spectra.
No.
Do you want a clue?
Yes.
No, I'm... Oh, shtoing!
Yes, Michelle.
Sunfire.
Brilliant!
Woo! Mm-hmm.
Good job, Michelle.
I got one. Oh, my God.
All right, 10th and final round. Are we ready? Chat room, are you ready?
Chat room, we may need your assistance.
I think this will be a hard one, but...
Gorski's guessing Sentra. Hasn't even started.
It's not the Venza. Twice daily Venza.
Twice daily Venza.
All right. I thought this one would be hard, but we'll see.
That's what... No, never mind.
Don't even go there.
Nope, not gonna.
This brand introduced its first production electric vehicle for the U.S., the... What separates it from the rest of the EV pack? You have to look beneath its skin for the secret. But here's a tip. It's all about the batteries. The first production EV in the U.S. with lithium-ion batteries, the same power source used in high-end notebook computers and video recorders. These batteries received Popular Science Magazine's Best of What's New Award in 1996. Also, a choice of exterior colors is available right from the get-go. White, silver, and green. Yes, Craig.
Tesla Roadster?
No.
Son of a bitch.
Yes,
Tesla
Steven.
Tesla Roadster?
The GM EV1.
No, nope. That was lead acid.
Oh, the GM.
Yeah.
Which I love.
Please buzz in, Michelle.
Oh, sorry. Stoing, GM.
Yeah. No.
You're such a tease.
Any other guesses? Chat room, any guesses?
Is a lithium ion battery.
The first
1996
vehicle.
Tesla, Luke says. No. Mud Monster Chevrolet S10 EV.
No.
Oh. Ba-doo-doo.
Yes, Craig.
Was it the Ford Ranger?
No, it was not.
They did an electric version of that. Ford Escort. Electric.
No, it was not.
Nissan Escort.
No.
Give us a clue.
Wait, what about phone a friend, Ben?
Just give us a clue.
You know, we did say we would do a phone a friend. Does anybody want to phone
wait.
A Does anyone want to do... Yes, Michelle. If you want to,
like,
if you.
Is it like a Model T?
No.
Or something? No?
She said lithium ion batteries.
No, it's lithium, yeah. Sorry.
Yes, and it won Popular Science Magazine's Best of What's New award in 1996.
96?
So, yes.
Gosh almighty.
The batteries won the award in 1996.
The car didn't.
The car.
Just give us a clue.
All right.
Oh, wait!
You ready to buzz in?
Stoing.
Yes, Michelle.
There's a movie about this.
I'm not certain about that, maybe.
Really?
I don't know. It's, I don't know if there is or not.
It's the EV1.
I already said the EV1. Batteries.
No.
Oh, not. Damn you.
Okay, here's your clue.
It's RAV4.
It's not domestic.
RAV4.
No. Any guesses from the chat room? I thought this would be a pretty tough one.
Lithium ion batteries in 1996. It's
no,
a domestic.
The batteries won the award in 1996.
But it's a domestic, you said, right?
No, it's not.
It's not a domestic.
Not domestic. What was lithium ion in back then?
I was pretty surprised to learn about this. So.
And it's an EV. It's not a hybrid.
No, this is an EV. It's an EV.
Short for electric vehicle.
Mm-hmm. For electricity.
Give us another clue.
It's a Japanese automaker.
Duh.
Is it a Mitsubishi?
It is
Stoing.
Not. No, it is not a Mitsubishi Stoing.
Mitsubishi Stoing? That should be the name of a car for them. It would sound like crazy.
The Mitsubishi
Stoing. Stoing.
Okay, here's your clue. This company is still making EVs today.
All right.
It's still Japanese. It's still making a mass market EV. A rather well-known mass market EV.
Right, so I'm
Prius.
Trying to think about what car it is.
Prius. No, it was nickel metal hydride, their first battery.
Trying to think about what the heck car it was.
97.
Do you have the make?
Yeah.
What is
the
make?
It's a Nissan.
It is a Nissan.
And it was a...
Yes, Craig.
Nissan Sentra.
No.
Nissan.
Does the chat room know?
And if they do, tell me.
Would you guys like to phone a friend?
Nissan Altra EV?
I'd call Steven. What good is that?
Nissan Altra EV.
Did Craig just Google it?
No, Craig just looked at what Mud Monster typed in.
Oh, well.
He's the winner.
He is the winner. Mud Monster wins because he got it right. It is the Nissan Altra EV.
Ding, ding, ding.
Available.
Mud Monster.
Available in white, silver, and green.
Beautiful color
It's going
palette.
To take the world by storm.
It did. I never even heard of it.
So.
Yeah, that's news.
So there you go. That is Lie of the Beholder.
Brilliant.
Oh, I thought so.
Very well executed, Ben.
Yay me. So who's the winner, Craig? Tally him up.
Mud Monster. He took the bonus round.
Good job, Mud Monster.
Winner!
But Steven carried the plurality of the vote. So he won in the Electoral College.
Okay. Well, we all know.
You know what you get, Steven.
Electoral University.
I know what I get.
That was fun.
Son of a bitch.
I get to go home, is what I get.
Yes, it's your greatest gift of all.
Oh, yay.
So, yeah. That was fun, Ben, I gotta say. That was much better than in times past.
That was funner than I thought.
I know you
did. It is funner than, yeah.
That.
Same as Cut the Chinese.
That's right.
Anyway, I think we've got a show in the can.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of can, I gotta get to the can. But anyway, Michelle Naranjo.
Me too.
Michelle Naranjo.
Yes.
Auto by Tail. How you feeling, girl? What's going on in the Biddles world?
In the Biddles world, we are doing the, you know, working with Jeff Ross, and I got the TJ going on the video, and, you know, we even have Glucker on the video now. So
on green screen, apparently.
That's not us, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing, but, yeah, so we have... we're like working on the video a lot. So we've got 2.2 million, I think, coming up like very shortly since December.
Wow. Which is it's growing crazy. Like hotcakes.
It's pretty crazy.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It's multiple mediums, Ben.
I know. True. Look how rounded about we are.
Rounded about.
Rounded about.
Well, Michelle,
rounded
thank you.
About. And I'm on the XTS next week. And then I'm going to the Indianapolis 500 for the first time. I'm really excited.
It's cool. Pretty fun. It really is.
Craig went.
I was there
last year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And in this, we had, well, Shirley took us down. And through this horde of people, they let it, we had the pit passes. We could go right out on the track. They had brought out all, it was the 100th, I think the 100th anniversary, mm-hmm. and they brought out all of the vintage racers that ran in the first Indianapolis 500. It was so cool to see, like, and they ran them around the track a couple times. So they
That's
started
so
them up.
Cool.
Oh, it was so sweet.
That's nice.
And out of the crowd, I'm walking around in the pits looking, and it's just wall to wall people. I hear Craig! And I'm looking and looking. It's Peter DiLorenzo. He somehow ran across me
that's
in this
awesome.
Mob.
I mean, I'm looking forward to the museum as much as I'm looking forward to the race itself.
Oh, the museum is so cool. It's super sweet.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it's a good
time. Know. I know. Gorski C's asking if I'm going to, like, go see Peter D. I should.
Yes, you should.
I'm sure he'll be
I'm
there.
Sure he'll
be,
he probably goes every year.
More than likely.
Down yonder. So, Michelle, thank you for being on the show. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it, girl.
Thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate you guys considering me for this big podcast.
Well, I think I might just haul my pants up and marry this Texas Rose. She's just so pretty. Yeah, sweet, she's got sweetly, a voice like a harp.
Sweetly spoken.
Oh.
Truly.
Like thanks. A well-tuned banjo.
Anyway, Michelle, thank you. Stephen J. Ewing, Autoblog.com. What are you working on?
Lots of stuff.
You're the test fleet manager.
I am. I'm scheduling cars and
taking names and
working on the weekend stuff.
What's your next trip you're going on?
I don't have anything on the books yet. I will be going to the Detroit Belle Isle Grand Prix. First weekend in June. We have a fun comparison test coming up in mid-June.
Can you spill us, give us a little something about
it? Nope. Yeah, it's fun.
What kind of vehicles are they?
Fun ones.
Okay. Which ones?
Fun ones.
How fun?
I'll give you a clue. One of the cars in our test was mentioned at some point during the show.
The Nissan Altra EV versus the Nissan Leaf.
That's exactly what
I knew you were
going to
do that.
That's exactly what we're doing.
That's awesome.
Well, Steven, you may be off as a regular, but we sure do appreciate having you on.
Oh, anytime. I'll make the drive in.
We do appreciate it. And we got to thank the Colonel, of course, for his technical expertise. If he's not here, though, I think – did you Skype him in there, Ben? Was he listening live on the line? I don't know if he's still on there, but thank
him. He blooped out.
Oh, he did? Okay. Well, we appreciate your help, too. So
horse cocky.
You could if you want.
Oh, that's my second favorite one.
Son of a bitch. Anyway, remember, you can watch Roundabout Live every Friday evening starting at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time or 3:30 on the West Coast. And we do encourage you to join in the live program. We've got the best chatters in the business. Awesome chat room. Very active.
None other.
I mean, it'd be deafening if they were all talking. Yes, thankfully, it's typed in and chatted.
Exactly.
Because if they were
and they're unpaid to be here.
That's no, true. They're here for quality.
We don't pay anybody.
Sorry, what? Wait, what?
Oh, wait, you we're unpaid to be here, too.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
How are you
no,
doing, girl?
I mean, Stephen and I.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I'm always paid.
So,
if you show up in person, you get paid.
I got paid in pizza.
He got
that's
pizza.
That's true.
He did.
And beer. But his boss paid for that.
Yeah,
literally.
Brought yeah, really. After hours last night.
So anyway, there we go. Do check out the live chat if you get a chance. That's Fridays, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 3:30 on the West Coast. And don't forget to check out the rest of the Autoline family of fine programs, including Autoline This Week, Autoline After Hours, and, of course, Autoline Daily.
Which you seem to host every Friday now.
It seems to be quite an unexpected regular
occurrence.
Is this
a running theme now that we can expect Fridays with Craig?
I think
it seems that way.
It seems to be turning that way.
It's news to me as well.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's nice. It's cool. I do enjoy it.
You've heard of Tuesdays with Maury. This is Fridays
with
Craig.
Craigstifer. So, also, if you want to get involved, we're doing the social media stuff. We're on Twitter. It's twitter.com/roundaboutshow. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/roundaboutshow. Of course, if you can't find us, just do a search. Pretty easy to get in touch with us, and we'd love to hear from you. Send us your ideas, funny photos you find, whatever. If you want to subscribe, please do. You can do that via iTunes or, you know, other services such as Stitcher. You can download or listen to our the Roundabout podcast live.
It's the best.
It is. We made it on the Stitcher blog, too.
We did.
Hey.
And they had to do some corrections, but anyway, got that sorted out, so you can use Stitcher. If you're going to go the iTunes route, we encourage you to also rate us on iTunes. Helps push Roundabout a little bit higher up in the rankings. And
we need
do
people
love to,
talking about us.
We do, certainly. And also, when you rate us, we want to hear your feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Because good or bad,
believe me, we take it to heart.
We do. We want to make the show as good
cry
as possible.
Cry at night.
Yeah.
You know,
I guess.
Overeat.
So, anyway, with that, we thank all of you out there that have listened and have stuck with us today. And we ask you to please join us again next week as we circle the roundabout. And we'll talk to you then.
You suckers got served.
Son of a bitch.
Obviously. Yeah.
Obviously.
Obviously. I mean, you guys, come on.
That's going to come back to haunt you.
No.
No way. Nothing from Roundabout is ever going to come back to haunt me.
Take it off.
Keep all of it.
I do need to beat her with a big stick. You know, I try to beat her as often as I can when I don't have her tied
to the radiator.
No, you know, so we don't have radiators here. So what I've always done is I tie her to the bathtub tap.
Then it's in an inner room of the house so people can't hear screams, right?
Right, and it's like, you know, second story, and the pipes are really long. Like, if she tried to pull away from that man, like, she ain't going nowhere.
She need a backhoe to pull those pipes out.
Oh, yeah. Steven, what's your take? Can you sing it?
No.
Dogs everywhere. Hang on.
Stampede.
Stop recording. It must be so unfun to come home from school and have your mom go, like, I'm on a podcast.
Chain her to the bath pipe.